Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we come off a glorious Purim and Shushan Purim and head into the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag of Pesach, as I'll call it, being Mekarev Gula LeGaula, putting one Gula next to the other, and certainly we hope to feel a sense of Gula, of the Chashivas of the Gula. And so, on Parashas Kisisa, I'd like to share with you a shmooze that Rav Palm gave a very long time ago, back in the early 1980s. And he asked a fascinating question regarding the Chetek. I've never heard this question or seen it asked anywhere else. He asked the following question. What was the Chetek? It was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a terrible avera. We understand that the Chetek Egel is treated with the severity which it deserves. Frekt Rav Palm, just 80 days earlier, Klal Yisrael was at the edge of the Yam. They were coming to the Yam Suf. It was 7 days after they left Mitzrayim. And the Yam said, Halo lo'ev de'avodah zarah, v'halo lo'ev de'avodah zarah. The Jews are also oved avodah zarah. Why should I split? And the Rabbeinu Shalom was melamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael. Said, look, Klal Yisrael, they were anusim in Mitzrayim. Don't hold them responsible for being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And the Yam split. And here we are, 2 months later. There's a tremendous taina on Klal Yisrael that they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What do you expect if the 2 months there's a tfiyah that they relapse to being Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Why is it such a strong taina if 2 months earlier HaKadosh Baruch Hu dismissed the taina of the Sarei Shalyam? Kasha number two. The Ramban and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, among others, say that when they made the Egel, they were really mechavin to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. They had seen the demus of the Chayes HaKadosh. When they went there, they saw the demus of certain angels. There are angels that have a Pnei Hashar. One of the four faces they have is a Pnei Hashar, so they made an egel. Now, of course, they shouldn't have done it, but why is it so severe? If that kavanah was really for the Rabbeinu Shalom, you give me explanations, and then you have to explain why it was such a serious avera. The answer to this, Rav Palm related the following. He said in the year Tov Reish Ayin, the year 1910, Rav Chaim Brisker addressed an asifa of Rabbanim. And he said the following. He was explaining Eliyahu at Har HaCarmel. When Eliyahu stood at Har HaCarmel, he said to the Jewish people, if you believe in the Baal, l'chu acharav, b'yavdei ha-Baal. If you believe kaviyachol in God, believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ad masei ha-tepeischem ashtei ha-sifim. Why are you half Baal, half God? Rav Chaim asked, Eliyahu shouldn't talk that way. Eliyahu should say, if you believe in God, go after God. Why is he saying, if you believe in Baal, go after Baal? What kind of rate is that? What kind of speech is that? And if it's Rav Chaim, he said, a mixture of Baal and Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not half Yiddishkeit and half Baal. It's not Yahadus at all. It's a corrupted Yahadus. It's much worse. Go after him. Don't pretend that you're partially Ovdei Hashem and partially Ovdei HaBaal. When the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, the Yidden were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Malam Yitzchus. They were in Mitzrayim so many years. They were downtrodden. They fell to the Yetzahar of Avodah Zarah. Here, something else happened. Here, they tried to make the Avodah Zarah like a chelik of Torah. They tried to combine Torah and Avodah Zarah. They said, Chag LaHashem Mochar. Make a Chag. They said, LaHashem. They didn't say, Chag LaEgel Mochar. Chag to the Yud Kevavke Mochar. They said, we'll have the Egel, and it'll be a combination. We'll have an Egel along with Chag LaHashem. It's a Ziyuf. It's a distortion of Torah. The distortion of Torah is terrible. When a person tries to combine Torah and other Ashkafas together, he makes Yiddishkeit light. He He makes a light version of Yiddishkeit. It's a distortion. It comes out that those who are real Avdei Hashem, they come across as extremists. They come across as cavemen. They come across as people who are not in the real world. Look, we have other Shomer Shabbos that do these other things as well. And the others, Taina, they're like Hillel Hanasi. They make accommodations. So, Rav Palm, the distortion is worse. The distortion is a corruption of Yiddishkeit. Better be Avdei HaBaal, and maybe someday I'll decide to come back to the faith of your forefathers, than to make a new Judaism, accommodation Judaism. When it comes to Emuna, there's no taruvis, there's no mixtures. The Emuna has to be full. You have a Yetzer Hara, you're doing an Aveira, fine. But don't make that Aveira justified in the eyes, as if it's justified in the eyes of the Torah. Rapam compared that to matzah, which is mechel de mehemenusa. Matzah is called the bread of emuna. By matzah, a mashu of chametz passels. A mashu of chametz passels. Here also, in emuna, a mashu who passels. A person does aveiros. A person has the yetzer hara. We're here in this world to fight a yetzer hara. But to make a shita out of it, that's a corruption of Torah. And that's really works. So, Jeff Palm, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the Luchos. When he came to Klal Yisrael, they were dancing. Palm said, I don't remember from whom. He said, they were dancing. You know who they're dancing? They were dancing around the Luchos. They were delighted with the Luchos. They didn't have it. Initially, they danced around the eagle. They danced around the Luchos. The Mechailos were around everything. They wanted to have the Luchos and the Avodah Zarah with it. Mashiach asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchos when he came down? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Osu Lahem Egel, that the Jews made Egel, he should have broken the Luchos right away and not brought them down. Why did he bring them down? This is Mashiach's kasha. Mashiach says that seeing is more than hearing. Rav Moshe, numerous places in Atmiya, he says, what? It's true, seeing is more than hearing. But seeing is not more than hearing from God. Hashem told you. That's as good as seeing. Then the kasha comes back. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu leave the Luchos in Shemayim or break them immediately? Why only when he saw the dancing? Pam said, because they're dancing around Avodah Zarah. Fine, Torah Tavlin, I'll work with them. They'll do tshuva. When he came down, and he saw they were dancing around the eagle, wrapped in talus and tefillin, as if this is part of somehow serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, like the Rabbeinu Arachayim say. Then he broke the Luchos. He told Kaiser, don't make a mistake. This is a contradiction to the Luchos. The idea, the Nakuda, the important point is this. Sometimes we have difficulties in Avodas Hashem. Sometimes we say, this is hard for us. This is difficult for us. We're challenged. Don't make a shita out of it. This was Rav Palm's lesson. I thought about it. Those years I used to learn sometimes in the summer with Rabbi Yitzchak Isbi Zitzal. And we used to learn during the summer in Hateret Torah. I remember we saw when the boys went to camp how parents who had very small connection to Torah and Avodah, you could see on them. And then they had sons dressed as B'nai Torah and talking and davening and learning like B'nai Torah. And we realized something. In the Western culture, from which we come, the European culture, if you have a perversion, you make a shita out of it. You try to say it's right. If you have some area in serving God where it's just hard for you, it's difficult for you, leave me alone already with the mezuzahs. Leave me alone already with the kashrus when you go to a restaurant. I look at the ingredients, it's good. You make a shita out of it. So you make everybody else as if they're extremists, and you're the normal one. You make a shita out of it. Very, very difficult. The greatness of the Sfarada community is that even when it was difficult for them to be religious or even to keep Shabbos, they didn't make a shita out of it. They still had a love for Torah. Still had a love for a Bavadia, a love for the Talmidei Chachamim, a love for anything that represents the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Torah. And therefore, the house was imbued with Ahavas HaTorah. that idea, the idea of not making the compromise, that's everything. And this was the shmooze that Rav Palm gave at that time. Let me share with you one more thought, a post-Purim thought. On Purim, I was heading to yeshiva for a Masibah Shel Purim. I came to yeshiva. I was outside. There was a young man there, yeshiva bachur age. He said, "Is Labik inside?" I said, "Yeah. You want to come in? Come in." He said, "Well, I enjoy it." I told him, "Well, you're not going to enjoy it as much. If you're part of the group and you have people who are dancing around, they're high, they're lebedik, they're hugging each other, they're enjoying the simcha of Purim. When you're part of the group, you'll enjoy it more. You come, you observe it. Try to be part of it. But it's not going to be the same. You have to understand. Don't walk out afterwards and say, why are they jumping around? Why are they laughing? Why are they dancing? Why are they smiling? If you're part of it, then you enjoy the simcha." That's what I told this young man. I was thinking, Mashiach will come. There'll be great dancing, a great celebration. There'll be a joy in serving Hashem, a joy in learning His Torah. But you have to be part of the group. You have to be part of the Chabura. Mashiach, what do you think Mashiach is going to do Thursday night? He's going to go like you and go to sleep somewhere and say he's tired? You think he's going to be busy with reading the Shabbos Dikah newspapers? Mashiach will be a mishmar. And we're going to dance. Mashiach will walk in at mishmar. We're going to dance with him. We'll celebrate with him. We'll be delighted with him. You're going to be an outsider? You're going to be someone from the outside? He's going to send you back to read the Chas V'Shalom. You don't read other papers. Amodia, the good papers. You're going to tell him back. Go read Amodia. What do you participate in the joy over here? What shakas do you have? When the party starts, it's too late to become part of the group. You want to be part of the group? You got to be part of the group right away. Chaparain, we're ben gula la gula. We're hoping and praying for the real gula. Chaparain, be part of the club. Be part of the group of Avdei Hashem. And we'll all rejoice together. A wonderful Shabbos to one and all.